kitchen in San Ramon, it's Pancake, one meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. Some things are only meant for certain people. Take, for example, King Solomon. When God said he could get anything he wanted, Solomon asked for more wisdom teeth. Most people ask to get those removed, but not him. He knew he needed them. He was meant to have them, and God gave him more wisdom teeth than anyone had ever had before. It's like that with me in this case. I was meant to have it. Except the only problem is, Liam Vincent thinks he was meant to have it too. Liam and I were both invited to take a tour of the Bowers Pharmaceuticals factory, led by none other than Everett Bowers herself. The factory is over in the industrial part of town. It's near the train station down by the tracks. Her company's laboratory is across town from there, in the business park behind the Gieden. I assume the factory was where the magic happens, since that's where Everett invited us to visit. I arrived at the entrance well ahead of the scheduled time. I wanted to get the real factory entrance, not some show for the microphones. Plus, there was no way in hell I was going to let Liam Vincent beat me there. Liam arrived about 20 minutes before we were supposed to meet Bowers. I'll never forget the first words he said to me on that day. Mostly because I'd already started recording.
Hey, Laura. What are you doing here? Whose tent is that?
I explained that I casually bumped into Everett Bowers and that she personally invited me to join him on his exclusive tour. He took off his sunglasses and pinched the top of his nose. I could tell he wasn't a happy camper, and he wasn't even the one that slept on the grass in front of a factory last night. Liam voiced his frustration with the new plan as soon as Everett arrived.
Hey, Everett, what's the deal here? You offered to give me an exclusive tour.
It's a press tour. You're both press. You coming or not?
As Liam and I were taken a forward through the main doors of the building, I was immediately taken aback. There were high ceilings, cream-colored walls, tiled floor, and a smiling receptionist sitting behind a desk. I thought there must have been some mistake, some terrible mistake. Where was the floor made of edible grass? The river of cough syrup running the length of the building? As my mind raced, wondering where it had all gone so wrong, something almost literally jumped out at me. It was a massive pill, perched on a bench with a beaming smile and outstretched arms. I pointed it out to Bowers, who said school kids get their picture taken with it before tours.
Do you think Phil the Friendly Pill is appropriate for kids to be taking pictures with given the current opioid crisis?
I'll let you in on a secret. Phil's not actually a pill. He's a placebo.
But functionally, doesn't he still give off a pro-medication message?
But like a real pill, Phil is water-soluble, so no licking. Got it?
I had Everett take a few pictures of me with Phil. The last dozen or so are a little strange, because right when Everett had me sit on Phil's lap and pretend to kiss him, I was distracted by a huge painting that I'd just noticed hanging above the very doors we had entered through. I'd never seen anything like it. It was at least 5 foot square and easily the absolute most hideous thing I had ever seen. How was I supposed to have an intimate moment with this handsome pill when there was this shockingly atrocious painting glaring down at us? I was frozen with a look of disgust on my face when Everett handed me my phone back and suggested we move on.
Yeah, he probably doesn't taste too good. Kids have been kissing that thing for like 20 years. Let's start the tour.
The first place Everett took us was a little room with a musty odor. It was filled with antiques, including several shelves scattered with jars filled with dried vegetable matter and liquids. There was also a strange-looking wooden table. All of the items were arranged behind a red velvet rope. There was a little plaque with each item in silhouette and had a description next to each image.
Is this where the magic happens?
Well, not really, but this is one of the coolest parts of the tour. It's a replica of the one-room house where my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Everett Bowers I, started making medicine. He used anything he had and invented a lot of his own recipes. Some of his early ones used cocaine, tobacco, blood, and even urine. Isn't that amazing?
Everett hopped over the rope and started excitedly gushing about the strange-looking wooden table.
This was his desk. He had a secret drawer that's revealed when you press this little button here. See? It's under here.
Was that a gunshot?
No, my knees just pop a lot when I squat.
Is your company's new drug for that?
No, Laura, the new drug is for lupus.
That seemed like a speck in their eye, plank in your own kind of situation. The main part of the tour was on a closed-off catwalk above the main factory assembly line. The floors and walls of the walkway were mostly see-through, so we could observe the buzz of activity below. There were conveyor belts with endless bottles and pill packs, all getting filled, sealed, and labeled. While certainly more exciting than jars of 150-year-old urine, they didn't exactly defy the laws of nature, which was why I was confused by Everett's triumphant declaration.
This is where the magic happens.
Oh, this is where you... Are there other places where it happens too? Maybe a little more? Where were the singing orange men? Where was the ominous feeling that Liam and I were one mistake away from some horrifically conveyed yet ultimately valid life lesson? I didn't understand, but those questions would have to wait, because I was about to start my interview. She was relaxed, in her element, leaning on the plexiglass wall of the catwalk, watching the activity below. What would you say is your favorite pill you make here?
Well, it's not a pill, but I really like our Refluxagon heartburn tablets.
Oh my god, those are my favorites too.
Wow, you have great taste.
So do your heartburn tablets. This is why it's always a good idea to meet your heroes. Liam tried to butt in, but Everett, like the best friend she was quickly becoming, wasn't having any of it.
Hey, Everett, I understand you hold the controlling majority of Bowers Pharmaceuticals, but who are the company's other major stockholders?
I'm sorry, Liam, but Laura is asking me questions right now. Going back to the heartburn tablets.
Yeah?
Do you take them with milk or water?
I actually take them with a glass of Orange Julius.
Oh, all right. I honestly never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's the only way I can drink Orange Julius without getting, like, crazy heartburn. As Everett was talking, I couldn't help but notice the walls of the factory had about a dozen paintings on them, similar to the one in the lobby, but somehow each more ugly than the one before it. The paintings seemed to be everywhere. In my recording of the day, there are multiple moments where I make notes of them.
Green, other 5x5. Gray and yellow, probably 10x3. Oh my god, there's another one. No need to explain it, because I'll never be able to forget it, no matter how hard I try.
As we continued on the catwalk, we met a few Bowers Pharmaceuticals employees. Liam approached them and started asking some general questions about what it was like working there. Everett was standing right next to them, so it was probably pretty honoring to hear her employees gush about her, right to her face like that. When it was my turn to ask a few questions, I asked the one on all of my minds.
What's it like working with all these paintings?
Actually, I work in the clean room, which is the only place in the factory where you don't, where you can't see them.
The final stop of the tour was a room with a big desk, a couch, some comfy chairs, and framed plaques on the walls with various honors and degrees. After she unlocked the room and let us in, Everett grabbed two brand new Bowers Pharmaceuticals lab coats out of a big box that was full of them, handed one to each of us. I immediately put mine on.
This is a cool place. Is this the room where everything's edible?
I don't think she's kidding.
This is my office here in the factory, but I mainly work across town at the lab. I practically live there. It's where I do most of my painting, too.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see some of your work.
You have. All the art you saw today was mine. Paintings help workers feel inspired and productive.
You painted all those? All of them? No. That can't be.
They're really interesting.
I'm a woman of many talents, Laura. In fact, my gallery is opening downtown in 2 weeks.
You're opening a gallery?
Yeah, I really want to share my art with the world. There'll be an auction at the end of the first week of the exhibit.
Oh, really? Are you supporting a local charity with the proceeds?
No, why do you ask?
What drugs were you on when you painted those?
I wasn't on any.
Oh, so you made them before you started taking medication. I'm glad you sought treatment. What she said made sense. No drug could ever inspire such wretched-looking art. But if Everett had finally gotten whatever was wrong with her under control, why was she still displaying the paintings? As I left the factory, I realized that things aren't always what they seem. What looks like a factory isn't always a world of pure imagination. What sounds like the clap of thunder can actually be the knees of a woman in the prime of her life. And what seems to be an innocent pharmaceutical CEO can actually be a perpetuator of some of the most hateful and vile creations imaginable, exposing them to those under their sphere of influence without conscience or remorse. Some things aren't what they seem, but those paintings are exactly what they seem. Everett Bowers is still my best friend, but the whistleblower was right. This is life or death. I'm gonna have to stop her at all costs. Usually, being best friends with someone means supporting them no matter what, even when you think their work is utter garbage. Just ask Alex Richwood or Lauren Flynn. They'll tell you about that. But sometimes, being best friends with someone means stopping them from unleashing unfathomable evils upon the world, which is what this situation requires. Despite Liam interviewing Everett first, I beat him to figuring out what was going on here, to why the whistleblower contacted us. The whistleblower must have called us so that we could investigate the paintings and stop the gallery auction. There's no other explanation. I always knew I would cream Liam at this investigation, but I'm thinking so fast, I might even be creaming myself.
Pancake is produced by me, Laura Matthews. This episode was written by me. P3 Story was written by me with extremely valuable contributions by Alex Richwood and Lauren Flynn. Liam Vincent was played by Liam Vincent. Everett Bowers was played by Melissa Quine. The Scientist was played by Jesus Perez. P3's audio editor is Becca High, and theme music, and all the music actually, is by Rocky Chavez.